Hachas Simen Tav Nun Aleph Seif Zayin.
Yes, Zayin. Good. Yes, the kapos asuyes mikeren elin tekona bagola. Spoons made out of bone, horn, right? For that type of thing. You can't do a gog on them. The kemish miskalkum the mayim chamin, they will get ruined by very hot water. Because she didn't do mechayas alayu, so we're worried you won't leave it in there long enough. We had such a thing before.
Yeah, by an oven.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Fine. Asuyas mekaren korak sabdi leel b'siv korn chav gimel do adinim raka kata shalem asuyas mekaren, even if only the handle is made out of keren, still we're afraid you won't leave it in long enough. Do mechayas alayu, because you'll be choshish, it'll get ruined. V'asuya mipel mutter. What is that? I don't know. Kevin, you caution me. Oh, ain't a diamond of Karen. Since it's very hard, it's not called Karen because it won't get ruined, and therefore you can do a gova. Fine. Chet. Echad kli eitz, echad kli evin, echad kli matzis, dinam lachshirim bagolo. Whether it's made out of wood, stone, or metal, it can be you master it in the Hagola. The chain clay etzim tzichon Hagola. It was made out of bone. It needs a Hagola. Elkan clay eitz v'dapke makli chalat polishim tzadik v'kuma. Only if it's smooth without any cracks or holes. The chain clay etzim chutz mikarim durach. Unless the one made out of the horn, which we said is very soft. The chai shal is kalko. And you're worried it'll get ruined. Ein mayil Hagola v'chanal, like we said before. Okay, test. Hamagil koyd mishra kamishus yok lahag biyachid klivushin of the shayin of a kedim shabalu davar muat veinu choshish. If you do on gold before shra kamishus, before this man that the chometz becomes also bachil al kaponim, so you can mix up all these different kalim, even if they took chometz, even if they're bleas from of chometz in a klivushin. The shayni, even if a little, it doesn't matter. You can do a gola all of them together. Gamkin imagu ktas akli shnei pom. Mixes akli shnei pom. Also, if you're doing part of it twice. What does that mean? Let's see. Venu choshish is barlo kamam b'sim toflin b'ez. We'll see what this is about in the next sermon. What's this halacha telling you exactly? What are you worried about exactly? Then you can do a gol and all these together at the same time. So it's really the next simon about kodesh shor chamisha. So we'll see. Put it on the side for now. Viv yud. Salim shemoichim in mabasa, the basket that they stole the meat in. Yesh matzichin in a gol. There are those that say after a gol, maybe chametz got in there. Like we said, maybe the salt was in check for chametz. The Yesh Mishacholik, those that argue, the near and far of the Yesh Mishacholik, that you don't have to worry about that. The toys, Lagilan or Laknois Chadoshim, it is good to do a galo or to use different ones, to use new ones. Mishabur Yesh Mitzichim, Kevin Edun Nisar Koshar, the Melech Bechamet. Since you weren't careful the whole time that Chamet should not get into the Melech, Shema Yashamat Chamet. Maybe some chametz is in the melech. The kibul a kli tamat v'choyzev leisim tam pesach. And maybe the kli was balea some of the tam. It's going to give it out in pesach. So you should do a golem. Yesh mishacholik dechzuki isur lo mechzukinon. Make it tasty that we should worry that there was this or there. Pashtus, it's not there. Pashtus. So you don't have to worry. But the must says it's good to do a golem. Ayidei eirei mechlevishin. You should do a golem with eirei mechlevishin. Right, because that's the most that this basket got. Either it's leish. It wasn't cooked on a fire, it was just salted meat in it. Vahaptim avoyar, right? That's what you say. Vahaptim avoyar le kamon. Yeah. You have to avoid the commandment of Sifid Ches, the Lord Mahandalan Agola, The Rama is going to say later on that a galah doesn't help. Because since it's like a basket, it's made out of like, I don't know what they're called, wicker, whatever.
Yeah.
So later on, the Rama says you can't do a galah because he's talking about where you normally use chametz in the basket. So we're worried chametz gets stuck in the fibers and it won't get out. Whereas over here, it's just a chash that there was some chametz in the salt and the bleus got in. We're not worried that there's enough chametz that we should, because she got stuck in the fibers of the basket. So yeah, you could do a gola. Because of the chatchila, that's the chatchila. But did the Yavid Afun the Yilan, who Moloch ben Basar Pesach, did the Yavid even if you didn't do a gola, and even if you actually used it to salt meat on Pesach, Mutalachor Basar, you can eat that meat, a few of them, you do a lation, live the chametz basalam, I name Licho, even if you know chametz got into the baskets when you salted it during the year. Ain a melech maflit masher belua besoich akli. The melech will not bring out what is balua in the kli. Wow. So even if, b'di'evit, even if there are actual bleus in the basket, b'di'evit, it's okay, because salt doesn't bring it out. The salt itself won't bring it out. You need, I guess, boiling water to bring it out.
When it says that, does that mean that a problem with having a soul there to begin with is that it's going to
I think he's saying even if it went in, it's not going to come out. The salt's not going to bring it out. Just by salting it, you're not going to bring the bleus out.
Right.
So we're really not, the evidence is really nothing to worry about. Just the chila, shash.
It's not weird, it's like, no,
yeah, that's for sure. Other than those chadashim or yishba, new ones perish in the eifshel agilon. If you can't do a gola, the fish yishba and gumas, because it has holes, so lechadchila, you should buy new ones. Okay.